It's the blood that heals. Stretch forth thine hand unto me, surely I would touch thee, saith the Lord. Yea, I can touch thee. I can break down every wall of partition that stands before you and from me, that separates you from me, saith the Lord. I am able to walk in the merry midst of thy heart, and I am able to cleanse thee, saith the Lord. I am able to bring unto thee the fire that will bring sanctification, saith the Lord. Amen. That will purify thy soul. That will lift thee up out of the depths of hell, saith the Lord. Amen. Yea, it is the blood of my Son. It is not the blood of bulls and goats, saith the Lord. But it's the blood of my Son, Yeshua, that has the power to release thee out of thy place of captivity. Out of thy place of bondage, saith the Lord. Amen. Yea, it can open thine eyes that thou might see. It can open thine ears, saith the Lord, that thou might be able to hear. It can open thine heart, saith the Lord, that thou might receive me, saith the Lord. Yea, hast thou not come to be touched? Have thou not come to be changed? Have thou not come to have the work of God done within thy soul? Surely I will work within thee, saith the Lord. Open thine heart unto me, saith the Lord. Open thy soul unto me, saith the Lord. Let me blow upon thee, that thou might come into a place of living. Let me blow upon thee, saith the Lord, that thou might rise up out of thy grave, saith God. That thou might walk, saith the Lord, not in death and desolation, not in the place of hopelessness, but thou might walk in victory, saith God. Amen. That I might give unto thee the fullness of my Son, that I might impart unto thee the Spirit of truth, that I might move within the inward parts of thy being. Yea, to do for thee what thou hast not been able to do, Amen. What has been impossible for thee to do in this hour, saith the Lord. Surely I stand now at the door that knocketh, saith the Lord. And he that openeth unto me, I will come into him, and I will sup with him, saith the Lord. And I will give him that which will give him strength to rise up and to overcome hell that is within him and hell that is around him. Surely I have called thee for this hour, saith the Lord, and I have anointed thee that thou might enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's one more song we could sing before we stop. That is the song, There's Power in the Blood.
Yes.
Power in the Blood. Hallelujah. Do you know the song?
There is power in the blood.
Jesus' blood shall never.
No, not that one.
No. Is it the one we sang before?
Would you be free of your burden of sin?
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
Would you be free of your burden of sin?
On the working power in the blood.
Do this one.
For the land.
Yes, yes.
Power, wonder working power in the blood. precious blood of the Lamb.
I wanted to make a few comments before you come.
Yeah. Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
And I believe
that inside Jesus in blood.
And it says that would you over evil a victory win?
He said, you will over evil.
Hallelujah.
Victory. You win victory over evil.
Hallelujah.
Bad team.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Wonderful praise power inside the blood.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
I don't think that I'm the only one who could sense the presence
of
God as he was moving in the midst of the singing of the song concerning the blood. Let me see your hands.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you are facing some very difficult problems, very difficult situations. And I won't say some of you, I'll say all of us. Hallelujah.
I will say all of we.
Are dealing with certain issues of sin.
We deal with sin.
Certain issues of temptations.
Temptation.
The devil pressing us.
The devil come pressing
pushing
me,
us.
They push me.
And sometimes within us there seems more of a spirit of cooperation with hell than it does with God.
And sometimes they will cooperate with hell more than all they cooperate
and
with God.
I believe that there is an anointing here this morning.
Hallelujah. I believe it's anointing.
Hallelujah. That has the power to
the
begin
power
to tear down that spirit of rebellion. I believe that there is an anointing here this morning.
This morning
to break the power of the staff of wickedness. Hallelujah. There is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus in blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you all just to stand up with me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know what your besetting sins are.
You know it in that you see when it gets you easy one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether it be pride and arrogance.
Whether, not for
whether it be lust.
Or you cack up.
Whether it be anger or
whether not
hatred or whatever the problem may be.
Problem
hallelujah. The thing that you have been struggling with.
That's why you know they struggle with.
That power that seems
that seems
irrevocable.
With you, like, you know,
and is pushing you. And pushing you.
And pushing you. And they push you.
Hallelujah. Closer and closer, as it were, to the edge of a precipice that is hell. Hallelujah.
It's close to hell.
Hallelujah. I want you to agree with me.
I want you to agree with
and
me.
With the Holy Spirit.
And with God's Spirit.
This morning that this God morning. Give you the unction. Give
that
you the
God
anointing.
Give you anointing.
Give you the power.
Give you power.
To break the power of that thing. That has the ability to bring you into a place of sin and damnation. Hallelujah. I want you just to reach up into the realm of heaven. Hallelujah. Reach up. Don't make it a halfway effort. If you want to be delivered, hallelujah, then you have to want to be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the want to that brings you to a place of deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to take advantage of your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to take that advantage of your presence, oh God, right now, to reach into the realm of the heavenlies. For the blood is here. I believe that it is present now in the realm of this geographical location. It is available to each and every heart that is now opening up to you. My God, let our hearts be open. Let us not be halfway people for a halfway church or a halfway God. But let us be a people that are committed, hallelujah, to you and to one another to facilitate the working of the Holy Spirit within our lives. My God, in the name of Jesus, we come now against the spirit of adultery. We come against the spirit of fornication. Father, it is not so much in our participating. It is in the thought, in the act of our thoughts. Ha! Loose, loose, loose! You see how the spirit works within the fabric of our mind. Hallelujah! My God, to interweave himself within the realm of our soul to bring to naught the grace that has been apportioned unto us. We rebuke it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! My God, I come against the divine devices of this prince that is called Dagon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God, I come against this spirit that is called Tammuz, my God. In the name of Jesus, I come against this power over our minds. I come against this power over our emotions, my God. We repent of our position of facilitating this spirit, my God, when we should have rejected it, when we should have said no to it, when we should have brought it down. We did not, my God. We compromised and we moved in with it in our thinking. My God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. No more shall this spirit have a way to move within our soul. No more shall this spirit have a way to move within our emotions. Without control, my God, you are giving us the power right now. Do you hear me? The Lord is giving you the power right now. I see the anointing of God like the anointing oil that was poured over the head of Aaron. Hallelujah! I see God moving over the congregation. Hallelujah! To bring to you that anointing. My God, we open our hearts right now, Father, to receive that anointing. Hallelujah! My God, I come against the spirit of fear that would want to bring us into a place of trepidation. My God, I rebuke him. I rebuke him. I rebuke him. Oh, Koshatora Lamandaya. He will not have a position. He will not have a place. He will not have authority over our minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not have authority over our emotions. He will not have authority over our will. My God, we rebuke him by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And Father, now I want to come against the spirit of deception. I want to come against the spirit divination. My God. Hallelujah. I'm coming against it with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see the plans and the purposes of hell. My God, you show us these things that we might rise up in the spirit and rebuke them, that we might bind them, that which is bound in heaven is bound in earth, my God. And we bind this spirit of divination. We come against it with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. This deception that comes as an angel of light, we rebuke him by the blood of Jesus Christ. We rebuke you, Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you just to begin to pray and receive the thing that God is giving to you. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to intercede. Hallelujah. Oh yes, intercede for the mercy of God. Hallelujah! That God would pour out upon you His Spirit right now. Right now, open your hearts to receive. Open your hearts to receive. Open your hearts to receive the power, the anointing, the unction that brings deliverance into your soul. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Please, let's sit.
Hallelujah.
You can sit.
You're not welcome, are you? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Just wanted to take a little time before Brother Mark comes to bring the word.
I just want to take really 10 before God and mark the word of God.
You know, we don't have a timetable.
We don't get timetable.
But we are sensitive to the Spirit.
But we Amen. Sensitive to God in spirit.
Amen. Amen. Because we know God is speaking to His people.
Because we know say God is talking to people them.
Just before Brother Bot came.
Just before Brother Bot came.
I believe I was hearing what he was saying.
and
Amen.
Hearing waiting immediately.
He was seeing and I was hearing. Amen. But if you are sensitive in the spirit, you could feel the power of God coming. Hallelujah.
God in spirit, you will feel it in power.
Amen. You know, I could feel the sweetness of the Lord coming. Hallelujah. And I saw God begin to open and show me some things.
I see God begin opening and begin showing me some things.
So I just want to show you from the scripture.
I want for show now from God in word.
Just a few minutes before Brother Mark comes.
Just a few minutes before Brother Mark comes.
Now, what God is saying?
Waiting God, they say,
is about the temple of the New Testament.
Now, but the temple of the New Testament.
And Brother Bot was praying about the spirit of deception.
Brother Bot will pray against the spirit of deception. That means saying for fake and lie.
Because that is the spirit that is covering our hearts.
Because now that spirit is the cover we ask them.
And that spirit.
And that spirit there.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. And that spirit.
That spirit there.
Is deceiving us.
It is like power.
Now the devil will tell you that church is when you come together.
Devil will tell you, say church now won't come together.
That church is when, you know, that church is a building.
Say na church, na building.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many of us, we come with a deception.
Boku power will they come, all they did not like power.
Hallelujah. There's a difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Difference between New Testament and Old Testament.
In the Old Testament, the sacrifice was the animals, the bulls, the sheep, the calves.
Inside the Old Testament, the sacrifice that Yahweh them in the bring come, that then goats, then sheep, anything like
that. Was the sacrifice.
Naina bin the Sarah.
But many of us are still living in the Old Testament.
But Pokupa we na the Old Testament days now they live still.
Now in the New Testament, what is the sacrifice?
Inside the New Testament, waiting at the Sarah.
The sacrifice is the blood of Yeshua.
The Sarah, now Jesus in blood.
And when we started singing that song, you noticed something began to happen.
As we begin singing that song, so we now notice something begin be.
Now the question is, well, many of us know that the sacrifice is Jesus Christ.
Well, the question is that Bokupa we sabi say the Sarah, now the Jesus in blood.
The devil has not been able to prevent us from coming to that understanding.
The devil not block we for long not understand that all.
But there is something he has succeeded to do.
But something the way he don't succeed for do.
And that is the word that God is bringing this morning.
And that is the word where God is bringing to me this morning.
We are not applying that sacrifice.
We not put the saga over ourselves.
You know, and that was what God was saying to me right as we were singing.
And that day God will say to me where as we sing,
the blood of Jesus must be put upon your heart.
Jesus in blood you for put under your heart.
Because you are the temple of the New Testament.
Because now the temple of the New Testament.
You are the temple of the New Testament.
Now you are the temple of the New Testament.
But many of us, when we come, we are still thinking of the Old Testament.
But when we come, our Old Testament thinking we get.
So God is very, very far from you.
Say God is far away.
But you are the temple.
But now you are the temple.
Well, the thing that many of us, we feel so small.
But the thing that Bokupa we with a look is small.
We have a slave mentality.
Now slave thinking we get.
We have the mentality of people who have been oppressed for a long time.
The kind of thing who gets are people the way they don't lock up in a tight side for long time.
So when God begins to tell you that you are a free man, you say no, it's not possible.
So when God begins to tell you, say you free, you begin to say no, it's not possible.
God is saying that you are the temple of the New Testament.
God, they say now you are the temple of this New Testament.
And the blood must be applied in the temple.
And
hallelujah.
The blood for come over the temple.
The blood must be applied within your heart.
The blood for come inside your heart.
Not just the heart.
Not of your heart no more.
But upon your soul.
But by your soul self.
Upon your mind.
By your mind.
Upon your emotions.
By the way you feel.
Upon your desire.
By what you want.
And upon your will.
And by your willpower.
Those are the four aspects of the temple of God.
Now the four parts that they are God in temple.
Now, if you come together and you begin to do something that is not addressing what I'm talking about, you're wasting time.
If you come together and I begin to do other things, we know important to wait and talk so now.
And I'm telling you, God will not anoint it.
And I tell you, God no go anoint them.
If you sing songs that do not address this the soul, God is not going to waste his anointing on
you. Sing them, we know they take care of this soul, yeah. God know they can they.
And that is why there's a problem in the Pentecostal church.
And a damn problem there inside the Pentecostal church.
Because they don't understand the program of God.
Because they don't understand God in program.
And God is also warning you.
And God will warn yourself.
If you do not cooperate with God.
If we not cooperate with God,
God is going to leave you.
God will leave me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is interested in his program.
God busy but in program.
And his program is to clean up the temple.
And in program now for clean this temple.
Because he wants to come to his temple.
Because he wants cancer there.
He wants to manifest himself in his temple.
He wants
to
show himself inside his temple.
He wants to manifest himself in you.
He wants
to
show himself inside you.
Hallelujah. God is not really interested whether you have eaten breakfast this morning.
God not busy, but whether you don't eat breakfast this morning.
Even though that is important.
Even though that is important.
God is not important whether you are wearing nice cloth or
God
not.
God not busy if you wear fine clothes or not.
Even though that is important.
Even though it's important.
He's not interested whether you are married or you are not married.
He not busy whether you married or you not married.
Even though that's what is important.
Even if that's important.
God is not interested whether you go to school or you don't go to school.
He's not interested whether you go to school or you don't go to school.
Don't worry, we are doing it together. Amen.
Amen.
What God is interested in is your soul.
Waiting on busy bots and your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Whether you be picking or whether you be old.
Whether you're a child or old.
Amen. God is interested in your soul.
God busy but your soul.
Your soul is the church.
Your soul is the church.
You understand? You are the church. You are the church.
You are the church.
Hallelujah. But many of us who don't understand that.
But Bakufa, we don't understand that.
Many of you have come here and you have come to church.
Bakufa, we don't care in a church. This you don't care.
Meanwhile, church is in you.
Where church is inside you.
Hallelujah. You have come for ceremony.
You don't come for perform ceremony.
God says, my son, give me your heart.
God said, me picking, give me your heart.
The blood of Jesus wants to walk in you.
Jesus' blood won't walk inside you.
But you come and you block your soul.
But you may come, you block your soul.
You come to attend church.
You can't attend church.
When the church inside is crying out for God to come to church.
When in church with inside, he cry out for God for go to church.
God wants to come to church.
God, he wants to come inside church.
He wants to come inside church in you.
He wants to come inside church in you.
Do you understand?
Yes.
That is what God is saying.
And at that day, God will talk.
Now, the pastor will tell you, come to church.
The pastor will tell you, come to church.
Church is not here.
Church is not here, so.
And that is what is confusing us.
And at that day, they confuse you.
Hallelujah. When we come together.
When we come together.
Is to encourage ourselves.
Now for encourage ourselves.
So that we can open our hearts.
So that we will open our hearts.
So that God can come to church.
Let God come inside church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you are here.
Now that make me here.
So you're not here to watch somebody who is singing or playing piano.
You're not there for watch person when they sing or they play piano.
You are here to open your heart.
You're there for open your heart.
So that God can come in.
For let God come inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible said that all of us are priests.
Bible said we all are priests.
You are a priest.
You're not a priest.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's not when you are wearing collar that you're a priest.
Not when you wear collar, no more, you're not a priest. Oh.
When you open your heart.
When you open this heart.
And you are bringing in an offering to God.
And you can offering go up to God.
I bring my emotion and I give to you.
You take the way where you feel you give to God.
Say, God, I want your will to be my will.
You say, God, what do you want for me now? Want?
That is, you are bringing a sacrifice to God.
Now, so that you bring to God.
And you are not the priest. Hallelujah.
Now, you're not the priest now.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the ones you know, God has sacked them.
The one that you in Sabia as priest, God has sacked them.
And God said they are thieves.
God said they are thief man.
Thief man.
Thief man.
Pastor, now thief man.
Pastor, they are thief man.
If you believe, I say amen. Okay, very few people believe.
Now, two people we have. Been.
Pastor, now thief man.
Pastor, the pastor is a thief.
The pastor has stolen the heart of God's people.
Pastor, don't thief God in people's hearts.
Instead of telling them to open their heart.
Instead of them telling them to open their hearts.
Say, come to me.
Then they tell them, come to me, come to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is going to judge them.
God will judge them.
Amen.
Amen.
God will judge me too if I follow them.
God will judge myself if I follow them.
God will judge you if you follow them.
God will judge you if you follow them.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have come to the New Testament church.
We don't care at the New Testament.
Hallelujah.
Church.
When every man is bringing an offering.
When all man they bring your offering.
You bring yourself a living sacrifice.
You bring yourself as living Salah.
That's what God is saying.
Now, then they got it all.
So God is changing from the old to the new.
God is changing from the old to the new.
Do you understand it?
Una understand?
Church is changing.
Church, the way we understand that, they change.
Because God said you are now the church.
Because God said that you are the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's read one or two scriptures then.
Read one or two scriptures.
Because it's good to see it from the scriptures.
Because it finally see it from the Bible, self safe.
Leviticus 17.
Now Leviticus chapter 17.
If you can find it. I think it's verse 10. Go to verse 7. Let's see.
Verse 7.
Okay, come to verse 10, let's see. What did they say? That is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Which scripture is that? That says it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Let me. Is it 11? Okay, go to 11. Aha, yes, that's it. Says.
Verse 11.
Say, for the life of the flesh is in the blood.
The life of flesh is inside the blood.
And I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul.
I don't give unto you now from the altar for make atonement for una soul.
It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
Now the blood they make atonement for the soul.
And that was the prayer that our brother led us to pray.
And that is the prayer our brother lead me for pray.
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why you are alive.
The easy way you get life by you.
Is because of Leviticus 17:11.
Now because of Leviticus 17:11.
If you don't understand it.
If you don't understand that.
Understand this one.
Understand this wire.
Leviticus 17:11 is the center of your life.
Leviticus 17:11 is the center of your life.
The blood must be applied upon your soul.
The blood for car on top of your soul.
Your soul is the altar.
Your soul is the altar.
Your soul is the center of what God is doing.
Your soul is the center of what God is doing.
Do you understand?
You understand?
The Bible is teaching us that the soul has four different aspects. You know
the Bible they teach we say the four four different parts.
Your mind.
Your mind.
That is represented by the ego.
Where they show itself by eagle.
Your emotion that is represented by the lion.
You feeling where they show itself by lion behavior.
Your will represented by the ox.
You willpower where they show itself by ox in kind behavior.
And then your desire which is represented by the face of a man.
And the way what do you want where they show itself by the face of mortal man.
When you are born, when a child is born,
when picking born,
These four different aspects.
These four different you are called so.
We are born with a nature of sin.
Then born with sin in our sin turn, so then born am.
They are born with the impression of mami water inside.
Mami water they inside am where they born am.
Lie tiff tiff is inside.
Lies and
tiff. Quarreling is inside.
For make boku plaba inside.
Bitterness is inside.
Forget the bitterness inside that's inside.
It is the kingdom of darkness. Do you understand?
The kingdom of darkness standing, you understand?
Darkness is over the soul.
Darkness they over the soul.
And the devil is ruling in that soul.
And the devil they rule the soul.
It's not just ruling inside the soul.
Not on the soul, no matter the rule.
It's living inside the soul.
Tap inside the soul.
It's feeding upon the soul.
It's inside the soul.
I'm destroying the soul.
And then pulling the soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say the devil does not come but to kill, to steal, and to do what? Destroy.
The devil not come for no other reason but for kill, for steal, and for pull.
Many of us here we have been destroyed.
If we don't pull on
our emotions have been destroyed.
We will feel until scattered.
Our mind has been destroyed.
We mind don't pull.
Our desires have been destroyed.
Once, you don't
Hallelujah.
Pull.
But Jesus has come.
But Jesus don't come.
To give you life.
For giving life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To give us life.
For giving life.
And more abundantly.
And baby.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we are here today. To heal the soul.
For mend the soul.
To recover the soul. Hallelujah.
Come back to Emeka.
That's why he was saying, everybody stand and pray.
Now that make him say, one man team up and pray.
If you are wise.
If you get sense.
You will not stop the prayer here.
You not going to stop the prayer now. So
they are walking along the road.
As you walk at the go.
Say, devil, I've come to restore my soul.
You will tell the devil, say, I don't come for take my soul back.
You don't need to go to a pastor.
You don't need for going to a pastor.
Because you are a priest.
Because you now priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man is a priest.
All man will God make now priest.
You have the ability to call to God and
you
God will hear you.
Power inside before call to God. Yes. He says.
He said even before you call, he has answered you already.
You
know that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you call, he has answered. Don't worry.
Before you not call yet, he don't answer you.
Put it down. Sorry, it's on.
Shut off. Go ahead. I'll fix it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't. You know. So say, before you answer, he has already. Before you pray, he has already answered.
He said, before you pray, he will answer you.
God wants to heal you more than you want to be healed.
Pastor, you want
to understand? God wants to heal you more than you want to be healed.
God, you want many, pastor, you want wellness, right?
But the devil tell you that God doesn't want to heal you.
But the devil they can't tell you. Say, God, no man do nothing.
You must kill yourself before God can answer.
Before kill yourself before God will hear you.
It's a lie.
And lie that.
Say the thoughts I have towards you are good thoughts.
He said, the way what I think for you now, something good.
Even before they cry, I will answer.
Even before they cry, I will answer them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you ask, he will answer.
If you ask, he will answer you.
If you seek, he will find.
If you look for something, you will find.
If you knock, he will open the door.
If you knock, the door will open for you.
Amen.
Amen.
So whether you are cooking soup.
Let's say in a soup in a group.
You say, devil, get out of my emotions.
You say, devil, come up and you are a few.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are selling in the market.
If you sell in the market.
Say, devil, I drive you from my mind.
You say, devil, I pull you come out of my mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every day you are pulling the devil out.
Every day you need to pull the devil come up by you.
And when you come together.
And when we come together.
Is to encourage your brother. And yourself to put the devil out of you.
Now for encourage you, brother, and you say for let the devil come on more and more come up by you.
That is what fellowship is for.
Now that day now in a fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what God is saying.
Now that day God is talk.
And that is the business of church.
And now that day now in a church.
Oh yes.
To destroy the works of the devil.
For well the work devil in work.
He said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested.
Now, for this reason made the Son of God come.
That he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He destroyed Satan in work now here.
Amen.
So it's important that you must realize that the devil has destroyed you.
It's fine that you catch up, say the devil is not quite you.
So you're not going to cooperate with the devil anymore.
So you're not going to cooperate with him again.
Amen.
So when you wake up in the morning.
So when you wake in the morning.
Say, you tell the devil today and another day to destroy your works.
You tell the devil, say today and another day for whatever you do.
Jesus, this is another day to submit myself to you.
Jesus, this is another day for that. Give myself more and more to you.
Hallelujah. So the scripture says that the blood is given to atone for the soul.
It's the Bible says the blood and yam for make atonement for the soul.
That word atoning means to clean.
The word atonement means for clean.
To wash.
For wash.
To forgive.
For forgive.
To bring reconciliation.
For bring and join two people together.
To break the power of the devil.
For break devil in power.
And the Bible says it's the blood that does that for your
and
soul.
And the Bible says that the blood is drawn for your soul.
Amen. And that blood is already working in you.
And that blood didn't work right inside you.
You don't need money to buy it.
You don't need money for buying.
That's why whether you go to school or you don't go to school is not important.
Now that make I say let you go to school or you don't go to school or that's not important.
Whether you are married or you are not important, it's not important.
You married or you're not married, you not get nothing for you.
Whether you eat breakfast this morning, you don't eat, it is not important.
You eat this morning, you not eat or you not get nothing for doing that.
Whether you wear one dress for 7 days, how does it concern God?
Whether you wear one clothes for 7 days, how does that concern God?
Because God has only one concern.
God get one great blessing.
To clean your soul.
When I for let your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that means nobody here will have an excuse.
That means nobody over there will get excuse for.
So because I come from salon.
Because na salon I come out.
I don't get work.
I don't get work.
I don't have husband.
I don't get man.
I don't get money.
I don't have money.
I don't get land.
I don't have land.
If I come from America.
I
if I'm from America.
If I come America.
Then by now I go to serve God.
I would have been serving God. I would be serving God now.
Hallelujah. But God says you are without excuse.
God say you not get one excuse.
Hallelujah. Because you don't need all these things to clean your soul.
Because you don't need all that there for to clean your soul.
If you are from America.
In fact, if you are America, you come out.
Or you are from Nigeria. You will have more problems.
You will get more problems.
So every day, say thank God I'm from Salon.
Every day, say God thank you that
I'm from
Salon.
Say, oh God, thank God I'm from Salon.
Say God thank you that I'm from Salon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you don't have problem.
Because you don't have problem.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So this conference is to help us clean our soul.
The reason for this conference and for every for God clean
our soul. Amen. So we're going to say, God, we repent.
We can't say, God, we don't turn me back, Baba.
Because we'll be looking at the wrong thing.
Because now the wrong thing we are in the back.
Instead of looking inside.
Instead of looking inside me.
Hallelujah. And God has given us the blood.
And God don't give me the blood.
To help us to clean the soul.
For every for clean.
Amen.
That's why it's good to sing the blood, the song about the blood.
Now make it fine for sing there when they talk about the blood of Jesus.
Philosophy cannot atone for the blood, atone for the soul.
Then big man book, not able to take care of the sin.
Money cannot atone for the soul.
Money not able for clean the soul.
But you have the blood of Jesus.
But you get.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus.
So when you come together, call upon the blood of Jesus.
So when we come together, we call upon the blood of Jesus.
You open your hand, let the blood come in.
We
hallelujah.
Open your heart, let Jesus in blood come inside.
Husband and wife, you open your heart, the blood will come in.
Man and wife, open hallelujah. Your heart, let the blood of Christ come inside.
That's why God says you should get married.
Now that makes God say you for marriage.
So that two of you will have more power to overcome.
So that you will get more power for win over the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your house is a fellowship center.
Yours now fellowship center.
Amen.
Amen.
Two or three are gathered together. It's a fellowship center.
Two or three gathered together, a place for fellowship.
When we begin to call upon the name of Jesus.
When we begin to call Jesus in name.
The power of God will begin to work.
Jesus in power will begin to work.
In you.
Inside you.
In your family.
Inside your family.
And everybody around you.
Inside all men around you.
You begin to destroy the work of the devil in Syria alone.
Destroy the work of the devil in us alone.
Then the church will have power.
Then the church will get power.
Amen.
Amen.
So we believe that God is moving amongst us this morning.
We believe that God will walk among we this morning.
And God wants you not to come like a spectator.
God wants for them we not come like a the one where they can watch game.
But to come who like somebody who is a priest.
But for come like a somebody who is a priest.
Because you have the blood of Jesus walking in you.
Because we get Jesus in blood, you walk inside me.
And when you come, you open your heart.
And when we come, we open your heart.
So that God will begin to walk amongst us.
So that God will begin to walk inside me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just 5 minutes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you interpret in English. Which is really our talk for these 5 minutes we are going up here. Now for boxes for drive home the point C, the church, not the building.
I just want to box here the fact that the church is not the building.
The church now inside here, yeah, the church day.
The church is in us.
Just as we brother say, and he give one scripture.
As our brother has said earlier, and he also gave a scripture.
I want to bring two scriptures from the New Testament.
I want to also bring to your knowledge, bring two scriptures from the New Testament.
First Corinthians.
Let's go to First Corinthians.
Chapter 3, verse 16.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
I want to make you put them in a window, so we'll put another one alongside them. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16.
So 1st and 2nd Corinthians. 1st Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. And 2nd Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are we saying? What do they say? He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God?
Yes.
And what, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
What do they say there? The verse where we read, it says, you know not saying that the temple of God and the Spirit of God there inside you?
That is a question.
That's not one question.
3:16 and 6:16. The second window. 6 chapter 6.
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
The second Corinthians.
Take you from ahead to 6.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. So we look at this first part of the board. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
You know not saying that the temple of God, you are God in temple and God in spirit inside you?
Amen. That is a question.
That's not a question.
He answered the question here.
He answered the question at the other chapter.
He said, and what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It's hallelujah.
It's God's business. God in temple, God will devil them.
So,
it's a God answer, you say, you live with temple, it dwell inside you, it walk inside you, it talk inside you, it do all things inside you as a living temple. So you have no business to do with the devil.
So we see, say, the temple, will they work out with him? Will they work out with the temple? Will they work out with the temple? Hallelujah. In the Old Testament age, you will get the tabernacle.
In the Old Testament age, we have the tabernacle.
Moses gets instruction for building tabernacle.
Moses behaving from God for building the tabernacle.
The last time that the tabernacle, the word tabernacle, God mentioned Amna in word, in book, now when he put Amna, Revelation 21, verse 3.
The last time that God mentioned the word tabernacle, it was in Revelation, or it is now even in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
Revelation 21, verse 3. It says, behold, that is, look, I am showing you that the tabernacle of God is with men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, look, I am shown now.
The tabernacle of God is with men.
With man.
So you the worker with the tabernacle of God.
So you the worker with the worker with the tabernacle of God with me.
So this word church, we just get for put and be in we.
So the word church, we have to put it behind us.
And believe that you are moving with the church. You are moving with God's church. You are moving with God's temple. Hallelujah.
You say you're a worker with God in church. You're a worker with God in temple. Where they inside you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Both working. Amen. You know, we have been in the presence of the Spirit of God here today.
We know we've been down there inside God's presence.
When we were singing the praises of the blood of Jesus Christ.
When we did sing praise of Jesus in blood.
I saw a different vision.
I see vision.
It was an anointed vision. It was God.
He get anointing, Panam, and I've been God.
But it was a little different.
But it mean really different.
Because I was so aware that here we were under the blood, in the power, the protective, overshadowing power of God.
Because I'm the one that tell it, we all day inside the blood where they protect.
And outside, there was a storm raging.
And outside, storm will they come.
And as we sang more and more of the blood, the rain came harder. The rain came harder as we...
As we sing more and more the blood, now so the storm they won. The rain they come.
And the Lord gave me a spiritual picture again of the hiding place that we need to come into.
The Lord give me a picture of the hiding place we need for faith.
And the Lord also showed me that there is coming a great storm.
And God showed me self say big storm later.
I'm not talking about more rain.
I know they just talk about rain no more.
And you know, I felt that same spiritual thing about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when Rita and I were in our home.
I feel that same feeling there about 2 weeks ago when me and Sister Rita were there with us.
And there were two hurricanes that came up our way.
Two hurricanes then. Then a big breeze with rain came our way.
The first was named Irene.
The first one they call her Irene.
And it brought, do you measure things in inches here or meters or how do you measure? Inches?
Inches.
It brought as much as 13 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Inside 24 hours, 13 inches of rain can go.
And there's a little stream that flows that separates our house from the main highway.
One water side, we separate us from the main road.
And that stream became a raging river, and it completely covered the road so that we could never go anywhere.
And that water side, it can't turn river with rough, and we're not able to go back the road.
But we were so aware that we were hidden under the shadow of the Almighty.
But we catch up inside, we say, we didn't get the covering of God. We hide inside God so much.
And you know, brethren, some of my brethren pointed out to us this morning that we are beginning to lose the urgency of what is coming.
You know, brother and sister, then some family brother then talked this morning. It's like I said, we lost the urgentness of God in Kawan.
Yes, and I have to agree. I am losing that urgency as well.
I get for grief, Mr. Seth said, I lost that urgentness of God in Kawan.
You know, brethren, we are an end time preaching people.
Brother and sister, we now people that when they talk about the waiting for be the end time.
Not that we believe that we are living in the end time, but we need to bring the word of preparation for the end time.
Not to say we believe, so we believe that the end time, but we bring the word we for prepare we for this end hour.
Hallelujah. You know, I tell you, brethren, when I first began to hear this word,
brother and sister, tell me now, when I first began to hear this word, yeah?
The word first began to come to me before I had met any of the other brethren about 30 years ago.
I begin understanding by myself before I meet up any other brother that we believe that.
And I began to realize that some of the things that the church was preaching did not fit.
I begin to catch up saying some palliative when the church they preach, it not fits to waiting if it be.
And I said, Lord, if I'm going to be a teacher of the Word of God, I have got to be able to teach and defend everything that I believe and everything that I hear.
I tell God, say, God, if I for be teacher of your word, I for able for defend and talk but everything and understand for answer everything.
The only basis of what we believe is here in the Word of God. It is not the tradition of man. It is not the tradition of church.
Wait till we get where all tranga, wait till we believe, not just inside this world in the commons. Not only tradition, not only anything we meet.
And I was so convinced in my own heart that the day of the Lord was right here, now, at hand.
Inside me, as good one, I believe, say, God in time, don't already, in day, don't come already.
There were men that were saying, it won't happen for another 20 years.
People then talk, say, now 20 years, time night will be back.
Now, this was 20 and 30 years ago, and I said they're wrong.
And I've been 20 or 30 years ago, I talk about so, and I tell them, say, they're wrong.
It has been 20 and 30 years, but the men are still wrong.
It only is 20 to 30 years old, but the man that we tell you think is still wrong.
Why are they wrong?
What you do they're wrong?
When they were right. And it turns out that we had 20 more years.
When you make and talk to them wrong when they right way, right now, not 20 years ago they talk this word here.
Because that kind of preaching puts you at ease.
Because that kind of preaching day, they make you slack bad.
Do you know that the early apostles believed that Jesus would come before they died?
You know, say the early apostles, they didn't believe that Jesus would come back before they died, left the world.
In the natural, they were wrong.
In the natural, yes, they're wrong.
But the spiritual, they were right.
But the spiritual, they get right for things so.
Because they had the urgency to preach the message.
Because they get the urgentness by the message for preacher.
Now let us listen to what Jesus said about this.
Let me listen what did Jesus say about this.
Look in Luke, the 12th chapter.
Let me look now, Luke chapter 12.
In start in verse 35.
From verse 35.
let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning.
Una for ready for waiting they can. Una tie una belt tight.
Now the way we dress, we men in America dress.
The way we men in America can dress.
We have a hard time understanding this loins girded.
Well, it turns out for we for understand when they talk about there tie waist stronger.
I see some of these garments here in Africa.
When Africa, you see kind close one that you wear.
That some of them are very long that men wear.
Some of them very man that you wear is long so.
And I believe that if we're going to run a race, I would not be able to run with a long garment that comes way down here.
I believe say if we get for go long, run race, we're not gonna wear clothes way long they can down so.
My feet would be tangled up.
My foot would tangle, tangle.
And I would stumble and fall.
And I will skate and I fall down.
So the way a man had to run is he had to pick this up.
So you.
And tuck it in here, in his belt.
So you wear with that kind of man they go run for get out the clothes. Put her inside yourself so that you're able to run.
Now he can move his feet freely.
That and then you're able to move his foot.
And he can run the race.
And you're able to run.
Amen. And he can lay aside the weights that easily beset us and our besetting sin.
And you're able to put behind them the thing that they easily to grab.
And let your lamps be burning.
And let your lamp be burned.
To have our lamps burning, we have to have the oil.
For let we lamp the light and the burn, we forget oil inside it.
Hallelujah. Now, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Una for time like a dead workman, where they wait for their master.
When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately.
When he go married for come back now us, so that then they will open the oath the door as the master knock so.
Blessed are those servants when the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them.
If the boy they not sleep, they don't sleep yet. When the master come back, they will get blessing. And they tell you now, for two say, the master will dress and he will call in boy them, make them cast sit down. Then he will give them eat.
How many of you believe that we need to be ministered to by the Lord?
Almost but we believe say, God for touch me, for take care of me.
We need the food that he will bring to us.
We need God to eat when they give me.
Brethren, we are never going to make it through the time of tribulation unless we eat the heavenly manna.
Brother and sister, that we not go able for make them during the time where tenderness in the world, past day we eat, we eat when Jesus in the give.
We are not talking about the kind of food that the children of Israel ate in the wilderness.
Not of the kind eat when the children of Israel eat when they are in the desert.
Jesus said, "Your fathers ate of that food and they died."
Jesus said, "Una grandpapa they eat that and they die."
But the kind of food that He is giving us is going to bring us life.
But the kind eat when they give life.
And if He shall come in the second watch or in the third watch, and find them so. Blessed are those servants.
Them boy here go get blessing if the master come middle net or before door clean and meet them not they sleep.
Now Jesus is not telling what watch he is coming in.
But Jesus not tell me who time exactly they come on.
The watches are the night season.
The time na middle net.
Amen. How many watches did they have during the night?
Middle net, almost almost where was shape the clock time. Almost where was shape the middle net period.
Yes. I think that there were a total of four watches that were set during the night.
For a particular winner will shave middle night.
So between the second and the third watch would be the very middle of the night.
Between the second and the second part of night, it would be almost middle night.
He didn't say anything about the fourth watch, did he?
He not talk about the fourth watch.
But he said, if I come in the second or the third watch.
But he said, if I come at the second or the third watch.
Now, there's another way of looking at the second and the third.
Other way, for now, look, that told me what he talks to.
And that would be the second or the third millennium.
The other way, the second or the third millennium.
We expected the Lord in the second millennium.
We expect God for come inside the second millennium.
And it doesn't seem to matter much how we count time anymore.
It don't matter again how they count the time.
We have completely passed the second 1,000 years since the day of Jesus Christ.
We don't pass the second 1,000 years since Jesus in time.
And we have entered into the third millennium since he was born.
We don't enter the third millennium since they born Jesus.
Hallelujah. Even though the calendars are off.
Even though the calendar they're not correct.
Our calendars are off, you know, by about 4 years.
The calendar not correct. The real calendar what they use not correct by 4 years.
Be that as it may, we've entered into the third one.
Let how it be, we don't enter the third watch.
And know this, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered the house to be broken through.
But you now no say if possible we get the house, know the time when thief man go come. You no go sleep, left the house, make thief man go come. Go inside, clear in property.
Now he's comparing the suddenness and the lack of imminent announcement to the coming of a thief.
Now he did talk about this Jesus in Kawan to thief man in Kawan.
Jesus is not a thief. He's not going to come and steal anything.
Jesus not a thief man, or he not a thief can thief anything from you.
But the thief does not ordinarily announce his coming.
But thief man, nobody inform you say they come.
Some years ago, we understood that there were thieves in Nigeria.
Some years back, we understand say thief man in Nigeria to border them.
That did announce they were coming.
Them in talk say them they come.
It was more of a threat of a mafia type of thing.
They are not threatening them, they're threatening them, the mafia.
Get out of your house or I'll smash you.
Come on, you so I'll come smash you.
But the ordinary thief, we're talking about what they call the cat burglar thief.
But the ordinary kind thief, man.
He doesn't send you a little letter in the mail. Please reserve the night of September 21st. I'll be there about 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning. I intend to burglarize your house.
You know what saying it after you said, Gia, expect me the 21st of November, so time, because I come for cash and thief your property.
Now, Jesus is saying, you're not going to get a notice like that.
Jesus said, you're not going to get notice like that.
Because I want you to remain in a constant state of watchfulness.
Because I want for day una day, all time una vigilant.
I don't want you falling asleep spiritually.
I don't want fell una day sleep spiritually.
Have some of you felt like maybe you were drifting asleep spiritually a little bit?
Some people not you feel like so una day sleep spiritually.
Am I the only one that feels that way sometimes?
Am I one you feel so? Some people not feel that.
Amen. I need the unction, the anointing of the presence of God to wake me up again.
I need God the anointing for to wake me up all the time.
Sometimes I have to hear my own word to wake me up.
Sometimes then I wait till I preach, I can even listen for wake me up.
Hallelujah. And he says, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not.
Una say for ready all time, because mortal man begin or can turn where una not make up.
Now, he has given us a clue here as to precisely the hour that he is going to come.
It don't give me small sense for know the time exact when he's going to come.
How many of you believe that we can mark the hour that he's going to come?
Almost all of them believe so we'll mark the hour when he's going to come.
What does he say?
What he say?
This is the hour that he will come.
This is the hour we will come.
Not 5 o'clock.
Not 5 o'clock.
Not 11 o'clock.
Not 11 o'clock.
But the hour in which ye think not.
But that hour when you don't make up, you don't think, you don't mean.
That's why we are constantly thinking he is coming in this hour.
Now that make all the time be vigilant to the church of saying he will come on anytime now.
I don't want to be caught unaware.
I don't want for them they can catch me when I don't make up and not think.
Now look over in Matthew 24.
Now we look at Matthew chapter 24.
Matthew 24 is one of the best chapters of the coming of the Lord.
Matthew 24 is one of the best chapters that when they talk about Jesus in Kawan.
Look in verse 27.
Inside verse 27.
We're not talking about a thief now, we're talking about lightning.
Not about thief man when they talk about now, now about lightning.
You have lightning storms here?
When I can get bad tender the crack naya.
You don't just have rain, but you have lightning storms too.
When I not just get rain, no more come, but lightning seems to come time.
Okay.
Tender the crack.
Yeah. So, I just want to make sure it happens here.
I just want to make sure so now understand what are the topic.
Amen. So he says here, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mortal man picking will come like a lightning king caught all about in the cloud.
How fast does the lightning flash?
Lightning wake you flash. How fast it can flash?
How long does it take the lightning to go from the east to the west?
How long it can take lightning for come on at east to go west?
Somebody will probably tell me how many miles per second the light travels.
Somebody can tell me how many miles per second light can travel.
I cannot imagine.
I'm not able to think
anything traveling that fast.
I'm not able to think anything where we travel fast like that.
In other words, the speed of the coming of this thing.
In other words, they say, the speed for let this thing where they talk be.
When the lightning flashes in the sky.
When lightning flash in the sky.
It is a pretty much of a complete surprise to me.
Na shock, na surprise to you.
Except that I am aware that there are clouds coming.
Pastor, then tell me, say so, lightning or cloud they come.
So he's talking about the coming of light.
In a talk about when lights they come.
When you see the lightning flash.
When they see lightning flash.
It is most prominent in the time of darkness.
In a clear one when it plays dark.
So we are living, brethren, in a time of darkness.
Brother and sister, now dark hour will they live inside so.
Why did I think that the Lord would come 20 years ago?
What do you make have been thinking Jesus would come 20 years back?
Because I said the darkness is so great, I don't see how it can get any darker.
Because I've been saying, already that time they replaced the bad of darkness day. I don't think say it will bad off Paso.
The wickedness, the violence of man.
Wickedness, mortal man in bad.
The things that are happening to little children in bringing them into darkness. The things that men do without, with like a beast, without any conscience.
The things that mortal man do without no conscience from them, like I said, and a beast.
The things that are happening in the nations around the earth.
The things that be around the nation and the earth then.
The things that are happening in the economies of the nations.
See the way they be now with economy.
I'm saying, Lord, it can't get any darker, can it?
I say, God, you know what bad off Paso.
This must be midnight hour, Lord.
Lord, this must be the midnight hour.
But surely it got darker.
But to one, it dark past that.
It got darker.
It be dark more.
Men began to take more and more control over other men.
Mortal man begin controlling company.
The governments of the nations, the government of my nation that says we are a free people.
The government of my nation, where they talk say we are free people.
Because of the rise of evil people, they have taken more and more freedom from us.
Because of how evil people and not beaucoup, they don't take more and more freedom from us.
We are under more and more control of man.
We get under more and more control now, stronger one.
And brethren, I believe that it's happening in the church systems as well.
Brother and sister, I believe so it's in the church, so it's inside church system.
More and more darkness, more and more deception is coming.
Darkness, the Boku, more and more light, when they fake you in the Boku.
Hallelujah. Let us look in also verse 42.
Let me look inside verse 42.
He says, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come."
He said, "Now let's make una fall wide awake, because una not know the day where una master will come."
Now we're giving another witness of the same thing that Luke said here.
We then get the same sense of waiting we talk now.
But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and he would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Una for no say if the head man na us, we know who same thief man we come na let. He not be for sleep, and he not be for greed, make thief man broken in us, and thief in property.
Let me ask you a practical question.
Let me ask you a question.
What would you do if you knew that a robber were coming to your house at a particular time?
What you would do if you know say thief man they come in one particular time, you don't say how they come?
You heard through the man of darkness, you heard a rumor that they were planning to rob your house at a certain time of night.
If somebody went inside a bad group, you hear it until you say, this particular thing, then they come for that thief and you.
What would you do, Ron?
What you would do?
You would stay awake. What else would you do? Some of you might get a weapon.
What else you would do? Some power now, they go for a weapon.
You know what I would do?
You know what you would do?
I would get all my cousins together. I would get all my cousins, my brothers-in-law.
I would get my cousin, my brother, then my brother-in-law, then.
At my age, I would get my nephews.
And my nephew, then.
I would get a bunch of strong men together.
I would go get a band of women, three bands together.
And I would say, come and stay in my house with me.
I would tell them, so now come talk to me with me.
Let us prevent this thing from happening.
Let we stop this delay, Obi.
Let us show the devil that he is not going to rob my house.
Let we show the devil say no more can thief from us.
And Jesus is saying, so likewise.
Jesus is saying now the same way.
You must be ready for the day of the Lord.
Who not for ready for God in day.
You know, brethren, the day of the Lord has not yet come.
Brother and sister, God in day, not coming to.
You're going to know when that day comes.
You will sabi when the hour comes.
Now, let me go back to Luke 21 for a minute.
Let me go back to Luke 21.
Luke 21, verse 36.
Luke 21, verse 36.
Oh, let's start in verse 34.
Now we start now verse 34.
He says, take heed to yourselves. Take heed to yourselves.
But unafo, be careful.
What does it mean to take heed?
What do you mean for be careful?
My mother used to tell me and give me instructions.
Mi mama be used to tell me and tell me what you for do.
This is what I want you to do, son.
Now this I want you do me piki.
And I would act like I wasn't listening.
I will make like I know you.
Oh yes, children are like that.
Yes, piki then so then turn.
And I would go to walk away.
And I go, I walk, I go my way.
And she would grab me and pull me back and say, now take heed to what I have said.
You could draw me and bring me back and say, be careful, listen to what I don't tell you.
that means don't just listen with your ears.
That means not just yelling with your ears.
But take my warning to heart, what I have said to you.
But put inside you, act with it, I'm telling you.
Take heed to yourselves.
Be careful.
Lest at any time your hearts...
Make you not just sit down.
Are we talking about something in your soul? Are we talking about something lacking in our soul?
We didn't talk about something when missing our soul.
When we talk about our heart, we're talking about something at the very core of our soul.
When we talk about our heart, we talk about something when I am melting inside the soul.
That your heart be not overcharged, weighed down, that we not be given all of our attention to what?
Una not for put una ask too much by waiting for where a waiting una for it.
Surfeiting. And surfeiting means carousing.
This word surfeiting, it means
carousing.
Carousing, running around, having a party, reveling.
It means paper enjoyment. You're not busy, you not care, they do what you want for do.
Yeah, that's a good description. Doing what you want to do. Drunkenness.
Drunker.
And the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares.
And put your panty thing away in this world, till the day will come, you don't think, you don't mean.
Now, most of you are born again believers, are you not?
Born again believers, not so.
Is there anybody here that is still carousing in the world?
Anybody there so when they rub body tang around?
You don't have to raise your hand. I hope nobody raises your hand.
I just hope say nobody not go easy and up.
None of you are involved in drunkenness anymore.
Nobody pounder not depend drunker business again, eh?
But what is the law? This is a word for Christians. What does this mean then?
So this word what they talk so now for Christians. So what does this mean?
He said that your heart be not involved in carousing and drunkenness.
He said make your heart not join to that kind of winner for enjoyment and obscene with the world.
What does a man who carouses, what does he do?
When we talk about one way they rub skin with the world, what does that mean?
Way back, long ago, when I was young.
Long back, when I was young.
Some friends of mine said, why don't you come with us tonight? We're gonna go here and there.
Some party, and they said, but why not go join with this next? We're going yonder.
Well, what I found out they wanted to do was they wanted to go to a bar, and then they wanted to go to another bar, and then they wanted to go to another bar.
And which I cannot say that you want to do now for going to one bar, come out, still going to the other bar, come out, still going to the other bar.
And I refused to drink alcohol.
And I not agree for drink rum.
So I drank a Coca-Cola.
So I drink Coca-Cola.
And then I drank another Coca-Cola. Then I drank another Coca-Cola. And I said to myself at the end of the day, or at the end of the night, I said, these are not the kind of friends I want to have.
So I tell myself at the end, say, no, not to this kind of party I will get.
I cannot get any joy out of what they're trying to do.
I know they get satisfaction, no gladness, not a but what they force me for do.
But what is spiritual drunkenness?
But waiting for drunk or spiritually.
What is drunkenness of my heart?
Waiting for let you act drunk.
What do you know about doctrines of what's the term I like to use? I'll call it doctrines of drunkenness.
What do you understand? But
there's a better word.
Teaching.
That puts your mind into a state of doctrines of intoxication. I like that better.
What do you think but doctrine or teaching when they give you when I for dirty inside you?
if you are drinking these doctrines of intoxication, you are not going to be prepared for the day of the Lord.
If you eat and drink, think the winner for make inside you dirty, you no go prepare yourself for the day of the Lord.
Let me describe some of the brands of intoxication of these things that would make our heart overcharged.
Make us show now some of the kind things that we go dirty inside, we go make we act full up with dirty.
Doctrine of pre-tribulation rapture.
The doctrine of for rapture where tribulation obeys.
I mean, you can go into this spiritual bar and you can find several brands here. You can take your choice.
You can go inside the bar. You meet different kind understanding of Daniel and the shepherd and you.
I should say you can go into the churches.
While they talk about the bar, the church at the moon.
That serve these drinks.
Then they serve them drink, baby.
And one of the most popular of the drinks.
And one of the popular drinks when they serve.
It's called rapture.
They call it rapture.
And you drink that.
As you drink and so.
And it tells you, don't worry about anything about sin in your life.
It will tell you, say, don't worry about who's going to sin in your life. Don't worry about that.
You received the blood of Jesus a long time ago for the forgiveness of your sins.
Once you know you see Jesus in blood, don't kind of use heart. Don't watch you sin them.
There's nothing more to do.
Not do nothing again.
It's like saying, well, you stepped inside the gate of the outer court.
Now, like I say, you can't just put your foot inside the outer court.
There's no other place to go.
No sign of anything for go.
That building over there called the tabernacle, that's not meant for you. That's just for some other people.
That building where they build inside and that, the tabernacle, are not to you, it concerns for other people there.
So just take it easy, and even if you're living in sin, God will grab you out of your bed of sin and He'll take you up.
Take it easy, even if that in the sin says, God could not pull you like that come up and sin.
Doctrine of intoxication.
Dirty where the dirty inside you at.
Another doctrine of intoxication served in the same place.
One other doctrine of for dirty inside you at where they serve back on the same side.
It's called eternal security.
They call it security where will last you terrible.
It's called no matter how you live, if you got saved and if you ask for Jesus' forgiveness, now you can never lose anything.
Now that's what you say, once you will accept Jesus Christ, nothing you go heaven, like how we be, like what you do, like you sin said, you will go heaven once you accept Jesus.
And brethren, I could give you a week of teaching to show how false that doctrine is.
Brother and sister, I will snap me 1 week teaching now for sure now, say that they are false.
I mean, for instance, look at the word if in the Bible.
Let me look for instance. Don't look this word where they call if.
You shall be my disciples if ye continue in my word.
You go be my disciple if una continue by waiting and they teach you now.
Now that word if is condition.
That word when they if. That means say, pastor, you do something before that they meet you.
I told you yesterday, I gave you two examples of the promise that God gave that were conditional.
I told her two things yesterday, but God in promise away give me a condition by now.
The word to Joshua, wherever the sole of your foot treads will be territory that you will take.
The word we tell Joshua, whosoever your foot go, where you must, you will get them.
And Joshua could not understand why they drove them back from Ai.
And Joshua, you know, understand what you make, they know, and then trap them come out now, Ai.
The condition is that you remain in purity and in righteousness in a right place before God.
The condition for let God do with him. He may not say they do not for say you for live in purity, in righteousness, holiness before God.
Well, so we're not involved in natural carousing and drunkenness.
Well, we're not involved by that for the rub skin with the world and drunk spiritually.
But what about the cares of this life?
But what about the busy? Well, we're asking a tick for the things that we're in at this world here.
How many of you have absolutely no cares in your life?
Almost by the day, we not get one worry inside yet. No busy, no nothing, the money you.
Good, I'm glad I didn't see anybody raise their hand.
I'm glad you are not simple citizen.
I mean, that's like saying you have no bills to pay.
Then they feel like saying, they tell me, say, you don't get bill for pay.
You don't have to earn a living. You don't have to concern yourself, well, will I get enough food to eat?
You don't get for go send money. You don't get for things, say, hey, what's I go get you for eat?
You never have to buy clothes.
You don't get for buy clothes.
Amen. Your children are just perfect. And
you picking all, they do fine.
No, these are the cares of this life.
Then the nine are the cares of the life, of this life.
Every one of us have certain cares of this life.
All man per we get taken away in concern about in life.
But what is the qualifying word that he's saying not to be in the cares of this life?
But which are the word we put before? We take to let you know, put that too much for next lady.
Not to have our heart overcharged with these things.
Let it in again. Not the big speech you it completely fool you. You torment about the full of pizza you have.
In other words, how can you believe that God is caring for you when you are over concerned? Oh, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough.
So how you go able for believe God say he will take care of you? This altar you the bet and say, hey, I don't get this, hey, I don't get that day.
You know one of the reasons I don't want to become a millionaire?
You know one reason why I don't want to be a millionaire?
It's because these men are very, very concerned about keeping their million.
Because them man and they, the problem when they get stronger, how they will keep that pocket money there when they get through.
I have heard many men say, not many men, I haven't known that many, but few.
I don't hear you two, 3 men that say,
if I could only make $1 million,
if I could not make $1 million no more,
I will be secure.
I will get security.
I challenge you to find one man who has made his million and then he relaxed and said, okay, I've done enough, now I'm going to start giving it away.
I will challenge you for go say one man who don't make that $1 million day. We not begin concerned for increase that money they get with your suffering. They are all right.
It doesn't happen.
It not a be.
Because the thing that happened in your heart that drove you to that place, that spirit is still there.
Because that thing will push you, that spirit will push you for constant money, bad, is still there around.
Now Jesus is saying as we approach this great and terrible day of the Lord,
Jesus said, tell me as we reach this terrible every day of God,
there's a certain amount of preparation that we have to be involved in.
We need for prepare we say for that.
But there is also a certain amount of trust that we have to put in Him.
Then we also need for put trust on Him.
And the biggest area of preparation, brethren, that we need to make is that we need to come under the shadow of His wings.
And the biggest preparation, brother and sister, when we get from me, now for take with them and put yourself under Jesus in me.
Now he's saying here in verse 35,
he said verse 35,
for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
They can out trap can catch beef. Now so that day will come by all man, all of us in the world.
Or as a snare.
Like a trap.
Are you familiar with snares?
You sabi what you got trap?
Have any of you ever made a snare?
Anyone, but you don't make a trap.
You know what they are. You take a little tree and you bend it? And what are you trying to catch? Rabbits?
Rabbit, cat.
What you can try for catch, what you can make trap.
Yeah, something that you can eat, right?
Something where you go able to eat.
Okay. So let's talk about the rabbit.
So let's talk about rabbits.
The rabbit is going along.
Rabbit the jump jump.
He has no care, he has no concern.
He not gets to where the warrior, where the monogram.
Just give me something nice and green to eat again. Oh, there's something nice.
Just give me something nice green while I go eat. I don't say that.
And so the rabbit has no concern whatsoever for what is coming upon him.
The rabbit still get one to eat a monogram, but wait to get for beetle.
But suddenly he steps in the wrong place.
Well, one time, so he jumped.
And then
alongside.
And the next minute, bah!
Then the next moment, he jumped.
Next thing you know, he's hanging high in the tree.
The next thing you see, he hang up tree.
And that's the end of the rabbit.
And the rabbit don't die.
Now, it came upon him very suddenly and very unexpectedly.
He came upon him so he not be expected.
What Jesus is saying here,
what did Jesus say now, yeah?
I don't want you to have the mindset of the rabbit.
I don't want you to get the thinking that how rabbits think.
See, this day of the Lord is coming.
God in hour, in day, they come.
This tribulation time is coming.
The tribulation time, Wahala time, they come.
Yes. It's coming to poor people as well as to rich people.
It is coming to poor man, it is coming to man with gentry.
It is coming to Sierra Leone, and it is coming to Nigeria, and it is coming to America.
It is coming to Salon, it is coming to Nigeria, and it is coming to America.
Amen. He said, I don't want it to come upon you unaware.
He said, I don't want it to come at you where you not think, you know me.
Now he says, watch, therefore, and pray always.
Una for wide awake, and una for the pray all time.
I know how to pray, I think.
I think so, I sabia for pray.
How do we watch?
So how we fall wide awake?
We have prayer meetings.
We can get prayer meeting.
Have you ever been to a watch meeting?
You don't go to any meeting when a wide awake meeting.
We don't often talk about that, do we?
We not keep talking about for wide awake.
Maybe when we have prayer meetings, we should also have watch and pray meetings.
Maybe sometime they won't get prayer meeting, forget wide awake meeting.
Maybe we should share what God is showing someone else about being watchful.
Maybe for share, waiting God to show somebody else for how for being wide awake.
Why should we watch and pray?
Waiting do we for wide awake and they pray all time.
That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
So that una will get strength for bear all the thing we will be in this world and una will be able for tina before mortal man begin.
Accounted worthy by whom?
Una go able for tina before mortal man begin.
You know, I
una go do am.
I cannot account myself worthy of anything.
Me no go able for tell myself say I fit for tina before God.
But Jesus is saying there are certain conditions that you can meet of mine that will count you worthy.
But Jesus, they say something and the way you can do, we will make you ready for that.
Worthy to escape.
We're going to make you come out from that trap.
Now, escape does not mean that you're not going to see the things that are happening.
For come up from the trap, not mean say you not going to see waiting there for me.
It does not mean that you will not experience the things that are happening.
It not mean say you not going to be to you.
But you will not experience them in the same manner that the unprepared people of the world are going to experience them, or the unprepared people of the church.
But what do you mean? It means that you will wait for meet you. You know, take you bad. Like the way you prepare for them. You know, take you bad past rich. You won't wait not prepare for them. Or the church people then will not prepare for them.
There's a verse in Revelation.
Verse 10 of Revelation.
I think it's in chapter 3.
I think it's in verse chapter 3.
And this is the message to Philadelphia.
And this is the message to Philadelphia, the church of Philadelphia.
Amen. This is a letter of all the seven letters. This is the letter that I would like to get.
the seven letters, and this letter me collect forget.
I wouldn't want the Lord sending me the Laodicea letter.
I never want let God send me the letter we sent to the church and Laodicea.
But if I have to have a letter, this would be the letter.
But if I forget letter, and this I will let let send to me.
Now listen to the promise of the Church of Philadelphia.
Now we listen the promise to the church in Philadelphia.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience.
Yes.
Verse 10.
Una don't do what I tell una for do.
Because. You see, this is another condition.
Now other condition that.
You can take the condition and you can turn it the other way and look at the other side and say, because you have not kept the word of my patience.
You will take that condition and turn it the other way around and talk, say, because you will not do what I tell you not for do.
Did you notice that word patience there? How many of you need more
patience? You notice that word patience there?
Come on, everybody should raise your hand. We all need more patience, don't we?
Almost, but we need patience. We all need that.
And the Lord is able to give us that patience.
And God will give you that patience this morning.
Because you have kept the word of my patience.
Because you don't keep the word of your patience.
I will keep you.
I will keep you now.
Amen. I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Una don't tinaptanga and una don't be a forsaker that and no go make una suffer when the ten come where ting go tranga na wall. For try all man where they na the wall, for see if them believe by God for true.
Now the rapture people would take this verse and say, see? That verse says that he's going to rapture me and I will be completely kept from all the temptation that's coming on the world in tribulation.
The people that will believe by rapture, they will take this verse and see and say and talk and say, you see, God will pull me come out and not go get all the water, all the trouble we get for kind of the world.
Take your pen in your Bible and underline the word from.
Take your pen and your Bible. Underline that word where they say from.
You know, before I ever met anybody in this word,
before I meet anybody who believe this word, yeah,
I read a description that I'm sure was written by a Baptist man who had the integrity to give the true meaning of this word.
I read one comment about where one Baptist man writes, where he gets the boldness for writing that thing there.
Listen to what this word from means.
Listen to what this word from means.
Write it down.
Write it down.
It says out of the midst of.
It says out of, inside.
Either by immunity or by being brought safely through.
Either them pull you come out.
Let me read it again, and I'm going to read the whole sentence, and I'm going to put all that meaning of the word from here. All right? Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you out of the midst of, either by immunity or by being brought safely through, the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Because una don't do what I tell una, una don't tinap tranga and una don't be a forsaker that, I go make una suffer. I go make una suffer when the time come. I don't go make una suffer when the time tranga time come at the world.
That means that you're going to be in the middle of what's going to happen.
When me say you go stay inside the middle of the wahala where they come.
That means you are going to go all the way through it.
That means say you will go through all the tranga term.
But the good news,
well, the good news
is that he will keep you.
Now that he will keep you.
He will give you immunity.
He will make you take you back.
Brother Jokes understands immunity.
Brother Jokes understand what in that word immunity mean.
The disease will come.
And the sickness will come.
But you won't catch it.
But he will meet you.
Because God will give you immunity.
Because God will build you stronger, one you will get a resistance against that thing.
God can even cause our bodies to build up immune system.
God will make my body build up the thing way for make for stop the sickness for all you.
You correct me if I'm wrong, brother.
Whether you will correct me if they talk wrong to you.
But the disease of AIDS causes a breakdown of the body immunity.
The sickness AIDS, what did you do to mother man body? You broke all the resistance with mother man body, the power we get for stop sick.
And the disease came about because of the rebellion of man.
And that sickness, the way to make him, how he come? Now we must a man turn rebel, thank God.
Who has rejected the things of God.
We know what God intends them.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm convinced this is probably one of the reasons that we in the state of New York have been hammered by two hurricanes, one right after another.
I believe so now, all that meant we went in New York. We this hurricane where now like a breeze they come, stronger breeze they come. Two dormitory inside short stem.
New Orleans, remember the two hurricanes that came one right after another.
Well, the place in America where they call New Orleans. Now the same thing be two.
Which one
world.
Was first? Katrina and then Rita.
The hurricane and then they give a name.
Not her.
They call you first one Katrina, the other one.
Amen. But New Orleans, brethren, is a very wicked city.
That place there, that city, the New Orleans, that place where bad boku.
I saw a picture in the newspaper as the people of New Orleans were preparing for the hurricane to come.
I see picture of them people there when they prepare for the hurricane for come.
They were carrying big sheets of plywood. The workers were carrying them down the street to put them over the windows.
You workman them in a kept plywood go for one cover the window then.
And the photographer snapped the picture of the worker carrying this big piece of plywood, and there was a sign hanging just above where he was walking, and the sign was advertising, if you come in here, you can have all the flesh that you want.
The person will snap the picture where the man will hold the plywood for go put on the window.
It was so obvious what the sign was advertising.
On top the plywood, waiting there right there. Anything you want for your flesh, for your body, for enjoy, just can't say that so no more.
And the city had the reputation of being that kind of city.
And that city, they almost sabian for that kind of way.
Big Easy, they called it.
They call them Big Easy.
Yeah, easy sin, easy anything your flesh desires.
You want sin easy, any way body wants for make a sinful boku.
And a place like that can prepare, but they cannot be prepared.
Place they get down and they go prepare for that hurricane, that breeze the way they come, but really, they're not going to prepare fine. They're not going to.
Preparation of flesh in unrighteousness will avail nothing.
When you dip and flesh the tea, then at the wall still, and later you prepare it, you're not going to mean nothing.
Hallelujah. And brethren, I'm saying that this thing is coming on all the earth.
Brother and sister, and until we say this thing where they talk so, in a camp at the 101.
Well, I think time is coming to a close here.
I think so, with the time that they reach between.
Your hunger is surely causing your lack of attention.
The way we don't pay attention, if people like to say angry.
You remember when we were here in February, I believe it was, we talked more about time, did we not?
You remember that? February, we talk more about time, no? So you remember?
And there's so much more that can be said about time. But we'll leave that to another meeting.
But we'll leave that for another meeting.
Do you understand in your heart where we have to be?
From inside your heart, you understand who side we for there.
Do you understand that it does not matter where you could move or where you could hide in a natural place, that you cannot be safe?
From inside your heart, you understand, say, no place not in this wall where you can go and say you hide.
It doesn't matter how poor you are.
It no matter how poor you be.
God has a place for you.
God get place for you.
A hiding place.
Where not place for hide.
And He will keep you.
And He will keep you.
And you have to put your trust in
and
Him.
And for trust Him.
God bless you.
God bless you now.